的时间读经跟祷告，他拥有一个很大和充满了活力的信心，他的生活的不同的层面都在慢慢的改变。他让我觉得他得到的不是一个宗教信仰，他得到的是和主耶稣有一个亲密的关系。不知不觉的，神也在我的身上做工，我就和我太太一起去上教会，朋友也邀请我们去参加国际圣经研究团契 BSF Bible Study Fellowship。 我们开始在那里从神的话语中看到神的爱，在灵命上开始结根。神的话语打开我的心中的眼睛，不久也将我的生命交托在主耶稣的身上。神开始医治我们两个人的婚姻，让我们恢复了原来的感情和爱情，成为心灵一体，更和神接近。这是神要为我们锻炼我们两个人为将来将要发生的一场更艰难的挑战，因为那一场挑战是我们儿子在生活在同性恋圈中越陷越深。
From my childhood years, I did what most Chinese kids did. Obey your parents, do well in school, and practice piano. See, I never fit in with the other American boys because I looked different, I acted different, I had different interests. God had given me the gifts of music, of sensitivity, and Satan, who can't take away those God-given gifts, can twist perception of them. And from a young age, I was viewed and ridiculed as being a feminine. The first time I remember having same-sex attractions was when I was 9 years old, after I came across pornography at a friend's house. But I kept my feelings hidden through high school, college, and even the Marine Corps reserves. Then when I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, and I started dental school, I no longer kept it a secret, and I came out of the closet, and I began living as a gay man. Spending most of my free time in the gay clubs, I went from relationship to relationship to relationship, seeking intimacy and happiness, which I found temporarily. But it only left me feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied. So I began experimenting with drugs. But without much money as a dental student, I supported my habit by selling drugs. And I sold to friends, classmates, and even a professor. You see, I thought I could live this double life of being a graduate student by day and a promiscuous drug dealer by night. But 4 months before I was to receive my doctorate, the administration expelled me. So I moved to the bright lights and big city of Atlanta, Georgia. And there I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community, and I became a supplier to other dealers in over a dozen states. In addition, it was nothing for me to have multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day. Because according to the world, I had it all. Money, fame, drugs, and sex. I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie and began worshiping and serving the creature rather than the creator. Because in my world, I had become God.
依然和我正在新生命的成长中，完全不知道孩子在吸毒和贩毒，只知道他需要信主得救。我坚持不断，每隔一天的寄赠基督教卡片给他，而填满了鼓励的话语、经节、诗歌、赞美诗歌，并且在每一章的结尾，我总一定签上“永远爱你的妈”。后来知道，他连读都不读，就丢进了垃圾桶。圣诞节。及新年快到了，我们以为买一张飞机票给儿子，他会回家来过节。 机票寄出，现在也到了，我到机场去接他。那个时候还是911之前，我可以站在旅客下机的走道前等待儿子的出现。乘客开始下机，我心里好兴奋，一个个游客在我面前走过，和他们的亲人拥抱。当最后一个乘客出现，发觉不是儿子的时候，我兴奋的心情完全没有，直到儿子不在这班机上，只好失望地回家。几小时后，我又回到机场接下一班机，但只不过是重复了刚才已经发生的情景，我的心情起起落落，直到最后一班机，我才放弃能够接到儿子的念头。
儿子既然不愿意回家，我们就决定飞到 Atlanta 去看他。可是第二天就被他赶出了门。临走之前，我想留一样东西给他，就是我的第一本圣经。他很生气地对我说：“我才不要你的圣经，你做梦我会看你的圣经。”可是我还是留下了在他的桌子上面。后来我们知道，当我们一出门，他就把我的第一本圣经丢进了垃圾桶。很明显的看出他的叛逆是无可救药的。在世俗的眼光来看，他是毫无希望的。可是我们的神是万能的，神可以用奇迹来改变我们的儿子。所以我太太就做了一个很大胆的祷告：主啊，无论用任何的方法，请你将这个浪子带回到你的身边。对一个中国的母亲来说，这个祷告是一个非常大胆和冒险的祷告。虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们不存着绝望的心情，只全心全意定睛在神对我们的诺言之中。同时我们有100多位代祷的兄弟姐妹向神祈祷跟祈求。之后的7年，我太太每一个星期的星期一做禁食祷告，7年如一日。有一次禁食祷告了39天，每天早上她都在她祷告的小头诗里跪着苦苦地哀求的读经和祷告。他将他很多的祷告写了下来，以下是他一件曾经写下来的祷告词：
主，我要站在你和我儿子的破口之间，直到这场仗打胜为止。主，我要站在你和我儿子的破口之间，每天我都要虔诚地为他向您祷告祈求。主啊，我只有一个要求，不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。无论如何的艰难，如何的苦，我绝不会放弃这儿子，您更不会。虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计地要毁掉我的儿子，我仍然要坚持到底，无论要等到何年何月。每当我向你祈求的时候，我已经将一切的重担、一切的惧怕和我的泪水全交托在你的手中。8年的等待，似乎神都没有回应，其实神是听到了我的祷告，只是没有顺着我的意愿。他的回答是：我要你休息，要知道我是神。回想当年 求神改变逆境，神确实带来了很多的改变，只是儿子的改变时间还没有到，神要先让我们改变，要使我以那被更新的新生命成为他施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。阿斯沃千德曾说，我们活在这世界上并不是要证明神是个回应应许祷告的神，乃是要我们的生命成为神恩典的纪念塔。在我们等候期待的岁月里，神每天亲自带领，让我们一步一步地接近他。
Answer to prayer does not come quickly, and this definitely was not an exception to this. But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to pray on my behalf. Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with her prayers, because she knew that it would take nothing short of a miracle to bring this prodigal son to the Father. And a miracle is exactly what God did.This miracle came one day with a bang on my door. I opened up my door, and on my doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and two big German shepherd dogs. I just received a large shipment of drugs, not my largest, but they took all my money and my drugs, and I was charged with the street value equivalent of 9.1 tons.Of marijuana. With that amount, I was facing 10 years to life in federal prison. I started with a bright future among society's finest in academia, and I found myself in the ditch among society's despised in Atlanta City Detention Center. So I tried calling home. I did not want to call home. As I thought, the earful that I was going to get from my parents.But my mother's first words were, "Son, are you okay?" No condemnation, no yelling at me, just words of love and grace. Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, that it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. It's not God's anger, it's not his punishment.But it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. And even on that miserable day, God was pouring out his grace and drawing me to himself through the words of my mother. Actually, my mom was excited to get that phone call, if you can believe it or not. Because I hadn't called home in years, and she knew without a doubt that this was God's answer to her prayers. So she hung up that phone, she knew she had to do, just as that.Hymn says, count your blessings, name one by one. So she ripped off a little piece of paper, admission tape, and wrote down these first blessings. Christopher is in a safe place compared to before. And he called home for the very first time. As my years in prison passed,She kept adding to this list of blessings. And today, this list of blessings is longer and taller than she is. 3 days later, as I was walking around the cell block, I passed by this garbage can. And I thought, this trash represents my life right now. My father has 2 doctorates.I was on my way to become a doctor. I had it made. But now I found myself among common criminals. Trash. And with my head down, I was about to pass by this garbage can. But something on top of the trash caught my eye. I bent over. I picked it up. And it was a Gideon's New Testament. I took the New Testament back to my cell.And I opened up that good book. For the very first time, I read through the entire Gospel of Mark. But let me tell you, I did not think that this was the answer to my problems. I thought, I've got a lot of time on my hands, so I better pass it somehow. But as some of you know, what we have in our Bibles is not just ink on paper, but what we have in our Bibles is the very breath of God. And it is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword, able to cut through the hardest of hearts, exposing my sin and my rebellion, and it wasn't a pretty sight. And I thought things couldn't get any worse. I was wrong. A couple weeks later, I was called into the nurse's office. They handcuffed me. I shoveled into the nurse's office. She shut the door behind me, and I knew something was not right. She was uncomfortable with her words, and she couldn't even look at me in the eyes. So she wrote something on a piece of paper and slowly slid it across the desk to me. I looked down at this piece of paper, and I saw three letters and a symbol. It read H-I-V. Hospital.
圣诞节即将来的那一天下午，接到儿子从监狱打来的电话，听到他那颤抖又微弱的声音，虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的杂声，却也掩盖不住他那哀伤绝望的气息。我突然间感到天旋地转。自从知道儿子要去过着同性恋的生活后，我最害怕会发生的噩梦成了真。儿子判刑六年，但这个宣告令我难以接受，犹如他被判了死刑。这首悦耳的歌声不断地在我脑中重复。